From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former President Bill Clinton met with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il today in Pyongyang. Mr. Clinton is on a mission to try to free U.S. journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee. The pair have been detained there since May. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Mr. Clinton had a wide-ranging exchange of views with Kim on matters of common concern, the official Korean Central News Agency reported. This evening, Kim and the National Defense Commission, which he chairs, hosted a dinner for Mr. Clinton and his entourage at a state guest house. The report said that Mr. Clinton courteously conveyed a verbal message to Kim from President Barack Obama, for which Kim expressed thanks. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs denied that Mr. Clinton delivered any such message. Gibbs issued a statement saying that Mr. Clinton was in Pyongyang in a private capacity to work for the journalist's release. Gibbs declined further comment in order not to jeopardize the mission. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats are unified in their desire to adopt health care reform. He also says Democrats hope to develop bipartisan legislation in Congress, if at all possible.
We don't want to do a partisan bill, and we hope our Republican colleagues acknowledge that. We'll continue to work with them as long as we have to. The American people want health care reform, and we're going to do health care reform.
Reid spoke after meeting President Obama. The president welcomed all Senate Democrats to the White House today for a lunch meeting. The Senate opens debate today on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor. All Democratic senators are expected to support her, and a few Republicans have announced they will back her, too. But most GOP senators are expected to oppose her. As Democrats hold a majority in the Senate, Sotomayor is expected to win confirmation. That vote could come as early as Thursday. Iran says it has arrested three Americans for illegal entry and claimed their case is being used by the West for propaganda against Iran. Dale Gablack reports.
An official in the Iranian Kurdistan province, Iraj Hassanzadeh, said there were questions about whether the three Americans were really hikers who lost their way or were journalists, as identified in some Western media reports. He spoke to Iran's state-run Arabic channel Al Alam and the official Fars news agency. Shane Bauer, a freelance journalist and photographer, Joshua Fettel, and Sarah Shord were reportedly hiking between Iraq's northern Kurdish region and Iran when they wandered across the border. The State Department has asked for official confirmation of their detention and their immediate return. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 7 points at 9,278. The NASDAQ Composite Index is down 5 points. It's at 2,002. The S&P 500 is down a fraction at 1,001. This is NPR. Naomi Sims, the first black American supermodel, has died. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
Naomi Sims made modeling history when she was featured on the cover of Ladies' Home Journal in November 1968. Until then, black models' presence in U.S. publications and on American runways had been almost non-existent. Sims' initial request to be considered for runway work was met with the blunt assessment that she was too dark to be useful to the industry. Undeterred, she offered to promote a new modeling agency started by a former model, Wilhelmina Cooper. Within a year, she was being featured in ads and eventually ended up on the cover of Ladies' Home Journal. Sims went on to model for the cream of American designers, including Bill Blass and Halston. She began a long career as a beauty entrepreneur, creating cosmetics for black women, a line of wigs, and a popular fragrance. Sims died at home in Newark on Saturday. She was 61 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Transportation Secretary Rayla Hood plans to call a meeting of experts to talk about problems with driving and cell phone use. LaHood says the meeting will be next month in Washington. Studies are showing drivers who send text messages are at much greater risk of deadly accidents. Secretary LaHood says a law banning texting and driving won't be enough to change people's habits, and he is searching for additional measures. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Felicia has formed more than 1,200 miles off the tip of Baja California. Felicia's top winds are near 45 miles per hour. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Enrique is gaining strength. Enrique is a little more than 700 miles off Baja California. Top winds are at about 60 miles per hour. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.